episode 2601, Finish What You Started.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. And you know what? We just need some time sometimes, don't we? We need some time to take a break from the chaos that is before us. And that means you're carving out some precious time to say, you know what? I need to keep moving in the direction that God is sending me. Finish what you started. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how can you leave what you know you are made to complete? Done is better than perfect. Finish what you started. Tweak as you go while you create your now. You know, many of us can get things going, but finishing them is a struggle. You can say, life happens, or you can rely on your excuses to lead the pack. Either way, you are sitting there with many things in motion, but little to show for it. All is undone. So what is it for you? Why do you have things undone? I don't think we ask ourselves this question very often. And I know you're sitting here going, Christiane, this is supposed to be an inspiration, motivation. This is supposed to get me going. And you're sitting here asking me why I have things undone. Are you trying to make me feel guilty? No. Because you see, I ask myself this question seriously at least twice a year. I usually have so many things in motion, but not all of them get to where I want them to be. They don't get to the next level, or I leave some things dangling, or I just don't follow up. I run away for whatever reason. And being real and raw with you, that is completely my own doing. I can finish what I started. However, I choose not to. Does that sting a little for you too? Sometimes you literally just say, I don't know where this is going. I don't like the feeling. I'm just unsure. Is it really what God wants me to do? Where am I headed? But we've got to remember that action ignites motivation. If you want to finish what you started, you have to understand what keeps getting in the way. And it could be a variety of things, right? It could be trusting yourself. Ouch, I know these sucker punches hurt. Having the skills and knowledge, saying, well, you know what? I need to go and get more. I need to go back to school, or I need to go get this certification. Maybe it's time. Finances. Oh, yeah. Money plays a big part, doesn't it? Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's support. Do you feel like you're doing everything on your own and nobody believes in what you are doing? Maybe it's accountability. You know what you need to do. You have everything in place, but you let life happen. And you kind of choose to, maybe be a little lazy. Come on, let's own it if we do it. There's nothing wrong with it, right? We're not looking at right or wrong. We're looking at fact. And I think that's where I'm a little bit different than most people out there. It's not about blaming you. It's not about saying, you failed here. There's no way you're going to have success. That's not it. Look at it from the perspective of, this is what is. But is it helping me get to where I want to be? Am I going to be able to finish what I started? Maybe it's direction. Maybe you are so consumed with so many things. You're like, yikes, where do I go? Where are my talents? Maybe you are so talented and gifted, and some people are, and that's a blessing, but it also can be a curse. So it's like, where do I go first? What turn do I take? Am I going straight? Am I going left or right? Where am I in this intersection? Maybe it's just hard to get out of your own head. We can talk ourselves out of things so easily. We see all the faults, everything wrong before we see anything that's right. We're our worst enemy, our fiercest enemy. And at times that can be a great thing, but at other times it's not. And you're sure it's not motivational. Because anytime you get in your head, you're like, I'm just going to sit back here for a moment. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to be a little bit lazy. I'm going to binge watch on my Netflix or Hulu, or maybe I'll get on Disney Plus because you know what? Anything Disney makes me smile. What is not started today is never finished tomorrow. So what do you need to finish that you started? And I want you to be honest with yourself. You might be going back a couple years not knowing that, gosh, I didn't really think that this bothered me. Get clear about what you are doing today so you can finish what you started and create your now. This episode is being released on February 22nd of 2022. And I came across this Bible verse, which, by the way, I happen to love. But because of all the twos in it, I wanted to share it with you because I think it goes along with finish what you started. A lot of us question ourselves, wondering, is this God's purpose for us? Is this where we're headed? Is this the door that he's opening, or am I trying to force it open? Or am I kind of, dragging my feet because honestly, I don't want to go through the door. I really don't like it. It's making me uncomfortable, right? Whatever your situation and circumstance is. But Isaiah 22:22, I told you there's a lot of 22s. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. If God's going to close a door, I promise you, you can't open it. It will be dead. It's not going to happen for you. And really, when you think about it, that's a positive thing. Now, you may want to go through that door, and then you get that door slammed in your face, and you're like, oh, seriously, that's the one I wanted. But God says, I've opened this door over here. And as much as you resist, even you can't close the door. If God has opened a door for you, he's going to keep it open. And I promise you, if you're going down the wrong path, he's going to shut the door too. So understand today that it's not about always having the right answers, but being willing to take the action, which is going to ignite the motivation to keep you going so you can finish what you started. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.